The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Reserve Bank of India, in its recent Monetary Policy Committee meeting, has increased the repo rates to 6.5%. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the Reserve Bank of India lends money to commercial banks. In effect, it becomes a benchmark for interest rates in India for all kinds of lending and borrowing purposes. While increasing this interest rate by 0.25%, the RBI has been very mindful of battling inflation. So, while we were not expecting yet another interest rate hike, because one had just taken place in June 2018, which is just 2 months ago, the RBI yet decided to increase the interest rates. Its main battle remains against inflation. Consumer Price Index, which is the index of inflation in India, which all of us consumers face, has touched 5%. That's against the target of 4% that the Reserve Bank sets for itself. Of course, it did fall down. It dipped to 4.5% in July. But for three consecutive months, inflation had been rising, and that was enough for the Reserve Bank to go for an anti-inflation monetary policy. The Monetary Policy Committee, the MPC as we call it, in a vote of 5-1, voted to increase the interest rates by 0.25% and assured, or rather reiterated, that it intends to maintain the medium-term inflation rate at 4% on a durable basis. The MPC's stance was called neutral. In other words, they intend to keep pumping further money into the economy. The RBI's concern on inflation is both on the domestic and the external front. On the domestic front, the Reserve Bank of India expects an increase in food prices, even though at the moment the Reserve Bank is clear that the present inflation is not because of food price rise, but it's because of price rise in manufactured and service sector items. But for the coming months, because of the increase in minimum support prices for farm produce by the Government of India, the Reserve Bank expects an inflationary spiral in the food prices. It also notes that commodity and oil prices have shot up and India's fiscal deficit has been deteriorating. So the primary reason on the domestic front remains the price rise on account of oil and commodity, the expected price rise on account of food products, and the rising fiscal deficit, which indicates that the government has been earning less than what it has been spending. It has concerns on inflation on the external front also. The RBI notes the geopolitical tensions which are going on. It notes the tariff wars and the trade wars going on because of Trump's policies. It also mentions the fact that there could be disruptions and disturbances in global supplies of commodities, which is going to be anti-long-term growth. The RBI also notices that oil prices remain in an escalating mode, and all of these could impact prices in India. These factors, these global factors, are also expected to impact investments, the flow of investments in India, which again will impact our macroeconomic indicators adversely. And it is for these reasons that the Reserve Bank chose to have an anti-inflationary monetary policy stance. Whenever there is a monetary policy announced, the RBI has a choice either to battle inflation or to support growth. A monetary policy can either be anti-inflationary or pro-growth. It doesn't become both really. And the Reserve Bank of India has chosen to battle inflation. In other words, it has sidelined growth. India's economic growth, India's GDP growth has just been showing signs of coming out. the green shoots of recovery, as we call it, have been barely visible. And here comes an interest rate policy which is anti-inflation, anti-growth. What happens when interest rates go up? When interest rates go up, money becomes expensive. Vehicle loans will become expensive, household loans will become expensive, interest rates on commercial loans, corporate loans, working capital loans will all go up. Corporates are not going to be willing to borrow at high rates of interest, especially at a time when there's a challenge on profitability and growth anyway for them. Household sectors are going to be now reluctant to borrow housing loans, vehicle loans. In other words, real estate sector will suffer adversely for falling demand, and so would be the case of the automobile sector. With an increase in interest rates, EMIs being paid by households would also go up, which means lesser household savings, which means lesser money to the banks to lend. Banks are also going to suffer because of a rise in interest rates. Borrowers not coming to borrow means lesser income for the bank. And moreover, with an increase in interest rates, it is not that the banks are able to pass on the increase in interest rates to their borrowers immediately. It takes time. And that means that the banks are also going to face a lesser profitability and a lesser growth. So the RBI chose to battle inflation, and the RBI chose to ignore that India's growth, which has just started coming up and which is still unstable, that is going to be impacted adversely by this monetary policy stance of the Reserve Bank of India. We think that the Reserve Bank could have adopted a policy of wait and watch. We think that with an interest rate hike having already taken place in June 2018, the RBI could have waited for a couple of quarters more before taking another further review on whether to increase the interest rates or not. As one economist commented, the RBI chose backward indicators of price increase to forward signals of growth in the country, and it chose to increase the interest rates in India. It is certainly an anti-growth move, but probably with elections down the cards in the next 12 months, the government might have indicated to the Reserve Bank that from a political perspective, prices are more sensitive than growth, and it is inflation that must be curbed, even if it means at the expense of growth in the country. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again, Namaskar.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.